It's no surprise these days when a quick stop at the grocery store for a few items translates into a $30 charge on the credit card. Ben Curtis, owner of City Market in Wrangell, says costs of groceries have definitely gone up since the beginning of the year. For instance, bread alone has gone through 4 price increases, totaling a 25% rise. But currently, Curtis can't tell if the higher costs are affecting the customers' buying habits.
We're right in the middle of our summer season where we have so much influx of fishermen and just tourists and everybody that it's really hard to pin anything down, and there's, you know, the population increases 25% or so during the summer that you just don't, they absorb what people, the locals are not doing.
Summer season or not, the meat manager at Hammer & Wecon in Petersburg says higher prices are part of what's causing shoppers to rethink what to put in the cart. Dwayne Bell has worked at the family-owned corporation for 31 years.
I see things that they are cutting out of their normal buying, cutting back on things that they don't necessarily need. Instead of having that steak twice a week, they'll have a steak once a week and hamburger the other time.
Part of what's driving the costs on the shelves to go up is the price of getting it there. Freight companies like Alaska Marine Lines and Northland have a fuel surcharge of 30%. A few people complain about the high prices, but Curtis says for the most part, customers know what to expect.
I think most people are so aware of the news nowadays that they know that it's going to affect them. They see it in local TV stations where prices of different things go up and everything, in NBC, CBS, Fox News, all those, they see prices. So they know it's going to be here too. I mean, you can't escape it.
They may not be able to escape it, but people can adjust, and they have. Wrangell resident Heidi Armstrong is a stay-at-home mother of 7. At her husband, and Armstrong is faced with feeding 9 people every day.
Unfortunately, with all everything else going up, the fuel bill, your utility bill, usually food is the first place we cut and trim.
Armstrong has a monthly budget of $800, which buys food items, as well as other essentials like paper products, toiletries, laundry detergent. Armstrong says they are a no-frills family. No cereal, no soda, no juice, no pre-made food, and no eating out. But even with these restrictions, Armstrong has recently found herself not buying certain items she normally would because they're too costly. Instead, she focuses on the sales.
Apples are so expensive right now. I mean, I counted out 9 apples, and it was like $8. You know, that's expensive. We are an apple, peanut butter, cheese family, and I tell you, that was a treat. So it's cantaloupe. Cantaloupe's on sale.
The Wrangell Senior Center has also been hit hard by rising food costs.
We have noticed a huge rise in grocery prices. In fact, our $250 a week budget, we can't do that anymore. We're spending around $350 to $400 to buy the same food that we bought a year ago for $250.
That's manager George Joseph. The senior center provides roughly 200 lunches a week for senior citizens. Another option Joseph may have to explore to cut costs, which she's never done before, is ordering products in bulk from outside of town. At Wrangell restaurants, diners may be noticing some changes. At the Stikeen Inn restaurant, manager and head chef Jacob Harris says those changes have applied directly to the menu. The menu offering has actually become more diverse, among other things.
A lot of it has been actually providing a larger variety, try to increase my sales. But we've had to obviously raise our costs to the public to accommodate most of what we do here. So it's unfortunate, especially where we're at, but that's what comes with rising costs.
Catherine Bird, co-owner of Zach's Cafe, says she's trying her hardest to not change the prices for the diner. Instead, to offset high food prices, Bird says hours have been cut for their 3 part-time employees.
I've had to cut back quite a few hours just to help keep the cost of stuff down. James and I try to do as much as we can ourselves, so then we're not putting extra money out to pay people for stuff that we can actually do, and then we don't have to put the prices of our food up.
In some ways, Harris thinks Southeast Alaskans have it worse than others when it comes to spikes in food costs. But he says it's all part of the price of living here.
affects us more here in Southeast Alaska than probably just about anywhere else because we're so isolated here. And it's something we choose to live with, and it's, you know, look at where we get to live. And just remember that when you're at the grocery store or at the restaurant spending a few extra bucks, it's because we have to do it.
This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.